Hey everyone, it's Miyuki. I know, it's been a while. Probably about 3 months so far. Well, my latest video was July 25th, and so yeah, it's been almost 2.5 months. And frankly, it's been a very, well-needed break. But in my last video, I went over how it's been about 4 years since I started my platform and everything else I wanted to talk about for that particular point in time. I did mention that I wanted to make a video after that where I just kind of really spilled all the beans with you all. And believe me, I don't want to make it all about me, because I understand that what I've done, or the perception, more so, that I allowed to kind of continue this long, has been quite dishonest in nature. But believe me when I say that the reason I didn't come up with this earlier on is really just because I didn't want to upset anyone about this, and it's been just like a constant fear on my end to actually talk about this and actually get this out in the open. So long went by and I just kind of held it in. But throughout all this time, it's been extremely excruciating on me and, frankly, on my mental health. And just kind of went against my whole entire internal principles. And it's like, I could never truly create content really mentally peacefully, because there'll always be that sort of voice in the back of my head kind of, you know, reminding me that, you know, I haven't necessarily come clean yet. And I kind of successfully put it at the back of my head for like the first 2 years, but after that second year, it just kind of kept more and more and more kind of screaming at the back of my head. And none of this was just to, you know, be deceptive or intentionally dishonest in any way. It was just like overall, like, my fear of letting you all down, and just that feeling of guilt, I guess. But this 2 months that I've taken off has really shown me that I need to stop holding it in and just let it out already. And for those of you who are watching, if it gets to the point that you no longer want to watch my content or may not want to continue supporting, I completely understand. Trust me. And I won't be mad at you whatsoever. For those who do, you really have my gratitude. And honestly, if after all of this, I'm able to just kind of get back and at some point and continue making content down the line, I would love that. I don't want to stop doing this. I frankly love what I do. Just not the feeling of guilt that I've gotten for so long. And again, if I'm to actually go back to doing this again and continue making content again, it would be like completely without the guilt. And I feel like I'd be able to express myself, like, just vocally, expressively, creatively, just everything, with literally no limits whatsoever. And hear me out when I tell you this. I am so grateful and so thankful for all that all of you have done for me. Whether it be just being present to watch my videos, commenting, liking, sharing. All of your support on Twitter, Discord, no matter where it may be. Your support when I came out a couple months ago with my condition. And just everything that you all have done thus far. And especially you guys on Patreon as well. I don't know where I'd be today had it not been for you. So I'm very grateful, and don't think for one moment that I take it for granted. And it's that appreciation and gratitude that kind of pushes me to want to be absolutely honest with all of you, no matter what it may or may not do to, you know, my fan base or platform or whatever. I just genuinely want to be honest with myself and honest with the rest of you all too. So, over the past 4 years, I know there's been a lot of you who had suspicions, a lot of people who you've heard, you know, creating, like, theories about this topic, about this subject. And in the earlier days, I would always kind of deny it. But truthfully, a lot of those suspicions and a lot of those theories created about, like, who I am were in part true. And I always try to push it under the rug and just make content and kind of stay away from the conversation of gender and whatever. But honestly, with how it's been getting to me, I just want to get it off of my chest. For you, and honestly for me too. First and foremost, I want to kind of go over the whole topic of, like, the voice changer thing. At the beginning, yes, I would say for the past 2 years, I haven't been using such software at all. But I have been, for the first 2 years, heavily relying on it to augment my voice and to alter my voice to make it sound different. And in my earlier content, a lot of you all would notice that, especially with the abnormally high pitch in the voice. You would kind of tell how abnormal it is. And I would say sometime around 2021, there is a huge change. A lot of you have actually made the comment on, like, oh, Miyuki's voice has gotten a lot deeper. It sounds more natural. It sounds more, you know. And that's really the case. The voice I'm speaking to you with right now is my real voice. It's not augmented with anything of the sort. It used to be. And I carry a lot of guilt about that too. And that really hasn't left my mind either. And truthfully, I've come to really being more transparent about that over the past year. So this is kind of like a part two to that transparency, I guess, or really part three. Sorry, my microphone is moving everywhere. And I figured, well, I don't want to be dishonest with my voice. You know, and though a lot of you all may have always had this kind of view or image of me being one thing or the other. I didn't want to kind of compile a bunch of different dishonesties, because eventually it would just, you know, fuck me up in the end. But that's why I wanted to become more just natural with my voice. And it's made me feel a lot better and a lot more authentic as a voice actor. But that being aside, now to the nitty-gritty of what this video is about. Again, for those of you who are angry at me, upset at me, pissed off at me, you know, whatever it may be, I completely understand, and I'm so, so sorry about that, about all of this, and I hope that all of you forgive me for what I'm about to say. But I know a lot of you have this perception of me, like, that I am... And I really didn't do much to help this either, because I would always kind of create this insinuation that I am like a girl in real life. But honestly, I wasn't born a girl. I was, you know, born. I was born a male, and I don't want to get too much into, like, my identity right now. I've really been, like, contemplating, you know, contemplating on, like, fully transitioning, but for now it's just, like, pretty complicated for me. But essentially, I'm pretty much what, and even though I haven't really kind of posted any IRL pictures of me yet, I'm essentially what you would call, like, like, a femboy, basically. And again, though I don't really want to make it too much about me, I've always kind of been, like, extremely bullied and picked on for what one would kind of consider my, like, girly, effeminate, like, kind of ways of just lifestyle and just... just personality, I guess. And just kind of how I do everything, really. And this platform is essentially where I kind of felt that I could kind of express it all without, like, fear of being, like, reprimanded for it or kind of picked on for it. Because, like, frankly, in my area, it's very much frowned upon. Like, I don't want to get too much into the semantics of it, but again, I don't, you know, seek any sympathy or pity or anything like that from any of you all. This is just me coming clean. Honestly, I don't know what most of you, especially on Discord, thought I was gonna come out with. I will say that it's not the absolute like, worst thing possible. But it's still something I feel incredibly shitty about. And after this video, I'm probably going to need to take a break for a little while longer to get my mind in check. But, I feel very grateful to have been able to express myself on such an intimate level. And again, I hope I can be forgiven for this and be able to go back to doing, you know, what I always kind of enjoy doing. But because of this huge limitation, it's been sort of held back, at least, you know, in terms of my enjoyment of doing it, for lack of a better term. But I want to go more into depth about it very soon. But if you're kind of wondering how to go about me right now, if you choose to stay, I wouldn't mind if you just kept looking at me as the same old Miyuki. I know it'll be kind of hard for some of you all to adapt to this new information. Like, you can really call me anything from she, her, like they, even him if you want. But really any pronoun is okay for me right now. I should probably make that update either here or on Twitter. And I'll make sure to do that very soon. But, again, like, I may not even kind of, like, deserve to even go back to be able to, like, create content at this point. But if I am, you know, I just want to be able to create content without the fear, without, like, the worry, and without it being constantly brought up. And even then, I would still understand it. But that's about it for me. Again, I've so much appreciate these past 4 years and being given the opportunity to express myself and being given the opportunity to entertain all of you. And though I know I've been keeping this in for a while, and honestly, it's very dishonest, and I know a lot of you all would see it as deceiving, or maybe not, I don't know, but regardless, this is just something I feel like I needed to get off my chest, because I genuinely care about you all. And I genuinely care about my fan base, or whatever will be left of it after this video. And really wanted to get this off my chest and just have this whole thing resolved. So, thank you all for watching and listening to what I had to say. A part two of this video I'll upload maybe at some point next week. Again, whatever decision you make, however you decide to react to this, I'm not gonna, you know, blame you for it, nor will I, feel bad about it, or, you know, feel like I've been given some unjust, you know, treatment or whatever. But if you do decide to stay, and you do decide to find me worthy of forgiving, just know that I am so grateful for you, and I hope to be able to continue doing this at some point. But for now, I just want to take a break from my mental health, and really for all of our mental health, to be honest with you. But this is Miyuki, signing out. See ya.